and John Lazor, the voice of the Hokies, brought to you by Cowan Gates each and every Wednesday as Lays, Mike Burnup, Andrew Allegretta, they're in training camp getting ready for that night. Labor Day Monday, Florida State in Tallahassee. Whew, it's just getting humid even thinking about that Monday night. It's going to be good and toasty, my friend.
And you just gave the rundown there. Me, Mike, and Andrew, of course, all back. But one thing I want to add, just locked in, Brandon Flowers is going to join us for the Florida State pregame down in Tallahassee. And maybe some other things.
Outstanding. And, of course, you can hear Virginia Tech football here on Fox Sports 910. Pick up where we left off before we get to our lightning round. Three jackassery questions for Lays. You mentioned when you got out to practice, most people will go look at the quarterback. You looked at the linebackers. Why?
Well, because you have zero collegiate snaps at that position, so I think it's only natural to just see what you have physically. You know, some of these guys you see in spring and then you don't see again. You know, I don't make a habit of going to the weight room too often, at least not in the football building. It can be a somewhat intimidating place, Wes. I think you can understand that. It's not kind of like ACAC, and you just want to see how things are developing. And particularly after I got to spend some time with Rayshard Ashby, who of course had the career that he did down in the Richmond area, I was intrigued to see where he was, and I wanted to get a look at Dax Holyfield also because he looks like a rugby player, and just to see their body language and you know, see the confidence level in terms of leading that unit. And, I think that a lot of times in college football, and Tech has certainly not been the exception the last couple of years, your questions are obvious. You know, last year it was, boom, straight to the quarterback, straight to the wide receivers, and this year it's kind of the opposite.
What does a rugby player look like?
Big legs.
Thick. Trees.
Thick, yeah. Trunk-like.
Who's going to have to be Bud Foster's on-the-field general?
Yeah, it's going to be either whoever starts at middle linebacker, whether that be Rayshard Ashby, who has every reason to be at that spot at the moment, or whoever that may be, or otherwise it's going to be one of the safeties. I think Reggie Floyd has certainly taken steps in the right direction. Don't sleep on Divine Diablo, but I think you're going to have some non-traditional positions that definitely are leading. You know, Ricky Walker's the leader of that defense, but not in terms of what happens in the second two levels. So, those veteran guys are going to have to step up while those young guys get to 100% confident, and again, that's no secrets, no surprise. It's just what it is.
John Lazor brought to you by Cowan Gates every Wednesday, and Lord knows we're going to have enough to talk about with this team over each and every Wednesday at 7:30. But we also have to let a little personality shine. So John Lazor and I like to do a little thing called the lightning round. Three questions between John Lazor and I. We don't know what's coming here, so that's the beauty of the game. Would you like to go first, or me question you first?
Yeah, let me go first. Is that new background music? I like it. It's kind of soothing.
You like that?
Good mood.
Drop a little beat for you, Lays.
Kicking your behind on your own show. If it came down to it, how much would you settle for ownership of your Twitter handle?
Whew. I work in radio, so it's not going to cost much. Let's see. I have 4,040 followers.
It's the principle of the matter.
No, I work in radio. I don't have much principle at all.
That's fair.
Yeah, $25 and a 40 works well for me.
Brander! Who are you going to share the 40 with?
You, buddy. Always you. Colt 45. John Lazor. Married in the offseason. First hard lesson learned of marriage has been what?
That you're not going to make everybody happy when it comes to family, whether it be mine or hers. I won't elaborate too much in terms of some of that. I think you're aware. But some stuff from the wedding continues to linger. Some stuff that I wouldn't put in the relative category in terms of importance. But there you have it.
Welcome to marriage. It's going to linger for decades.
Wesley Horatio McElroy. I turned 39 this week.
I know you do.
You'll beat me to this mark. What do we need to do before we turn 40?
What do we need to do? No, see, I did this years ago when I turned 30. You got to cross something off the bucket list every single year of your life. You got to declare one thing on your birthday and say, I'm going to do this in the next 365. Don't make it just a 40 thing. Don't make it a 39 thing. So, like, this year, I said I'm going to go to the Army-Navy game. I vowed to do it. I'm already booked. I'm going to do the show from up there. That's my thing. So declare one thing and just go do it.
The correct answer was take over the world.
Thank you, Pinky, and the brain. Lays, we're talking about the Cleveland Browns debuting on Hard Knocks last night. If they were to do Hard Knocks Blacksburg, besides you, of course, who would be the star of the show? What player?
Ooh, that's a good question. We've got a lot of personalities, shall I say. Let me tell you who would be the ultimate star of that show. You know, that would have been a lot easier to answer last year with some of the guys that I knew a lot better. Terrell Edmonds definitely would have been somebody that I would have pointed out in terms of being a character if it was a couple of years ago, probably Gerard Evans. I'm not sure if I know that yet with some of these young guys, but I'll go with Ricky Walker just because we kind of know what he's going to get in terms of being vocal and leading the troops at this point. 100th PGA Championship this week, Wes. Tiger Woods isn't going to win it because it's not a good setup for his game. But Tiger's comeback, make you feel nostalgic or mortal?
Well, that's a great question because it should make you feel both. Because now we're pulling for Tiger, the underdog. And you say that 10 years ago, you never thought of Tiger Woods, the underdog. Nostalgic, because I didn't watch any of the Bridgestone this weekend. But I froze in my tracks that Sunday when he was at the top of the leaderboard at the British Open. It was almost, and I lack this a better word, it was almost surreal. It was a crazy flashback to see his name atop of a major because it's been a long, long time. That's it. It's a great topic because I think it's doing both to people right now. And there's also the part of it where the mortal part of it, you don't know what to expect this weekend. Are you going to see Tiger what you saw at the British? Or are you going to see Tiger what he did at the Bridgestone or what he didn't do at the Bridgestone Invitational? Last one from me. Lasers lightning round. John Laser, the voice of the Hokies. Happy National Chicken and Waffles Day.
Ooh.
John Laser, what is the greatest food combination in the world?
Well, first of all, I feel like we have way too many national this and that days. Every day, my wife, Renee, is on top of whatever that day is. And most days, it seems like it's something we need to indulge in. It's National Margarita Day. It's National, what did you say it was? National
Chicken and Waffle Day.
Oh, man. Rice and gravy is an underrated one. That's probably not where you thought I was going to go. The old poutine route that I picked up when I lived down in Alabama and have carried with me. Yeah, I'm going to go with that, man. Rice and gravy.
Rice and gravy. That's what poutine is?
Poutine is actually gravy on French fries, but it works in that case, too.
And rice. Like brown gravy? Cheese?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, or some chicken gravy, yeah.
I'm intrigued. I'm not disgusted.
I'm more intrigued.
You
know me, man. I'm not a big condiment guy, so I don't add a lot. You know, peanut butter and jelly, I guess, would be the most popular answer if this was Family Feud.
Rice?
What is it for you? It's all personal taste.
It's usually scrapple and eggs, or corned beef and hash.
Oh yeah, and bacon and eggs—that's up there.
Rice and gravy. I'm curious. Until next week, my friend John Laser, brought to you by Cowan Gates. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Every Wednesday at 7:30, brought to you by Cowan Gates. Paul, you got a favorite food combination?
I do like me a good plate of chicken and waffles. Love chicken and waffles.
Best chicken and waffles you've had?
Oh. Jeez, it's been so long since I've had chicken and waffles.
Have you been to Terrence down here?
No, but I've heard very good things.
You've been here long enough. Get to Terrence. Chicken and waffles. I'm just giving free advertising out right now. Terrence, fried green tomatoes, appetizers, and then chicken and waffles, which is tough because they do a killer fried oysters. But honey, we're going for chicken and waffles tonight.
Rice and gravy, though. That's interesting.